this is sort of a focus of more original music written by Joe and myself, realized in this trio.
What musical terrain does this original work represent?
We kind of more in the rock, modern jazz vein. Less, we're not really swinging or playing anything that's... We do play some standards, but for these shows, we're just playing originals, which are more modern grooves. We are playing one Chick Corea tune, I think. But yeah, that's kind of the deal. Just more of a focus on modern jazz and how that might affect the piano trio, a la the Bad Plus or Brad Meldow trio or things like that.
The tune Stop Motion, how does this exemplify the musical direction of the trio?
It has sort of a, what would be considered like a Latin or Afro-Cuban undertone to the bass part. And Joe has been playing a lot of Latin music over the last few years. And so that influence kind of crept into this song. And then we have this sort of moment in the piece where we stop. And then the tempo is much faster. It's a song that challenges us to play, you know, and to have these tempo changes and to make those transitions improvising, not set in stone.
So it's sort of loose, but also sort of directed.
Yeah, and the idea is to just try to kind of combine those things.
A bit of Stop Motion by the Chris Bates Trio, and you're performing February 22nd at Saturday Night at the Black Dog with Alpha Consumer. And Chris, you've been a curator before, and you're on a run of curation at the Black Dog, 3 weeks. What are you trying to achieve through your curation?
For these Black Dog shows, I was very interested in trying to expand what the normal audience at the Black Dog might hear. You know, jazz and improvisation doesn't necessarily have to always mean swing and standards and all of these things.
Why did you choose Alpha Consumer?
These guys are my favorite rock band in Minneapolis, I'm not going to lie. And but I love the way they play music together in all contexts.
Jeremy Ilvesacker of Alpha Consumer is here too, and you fit Chris's concept because you combine interests in rock and in jazz.
Our group started as a rock group and kind of, yeah, drifted towards more improvisation. But then we have this all this instrumental music, and we're just trying to see what's inside that stuff now.
Jeremy, Alpha Consumer is playing the Black Dog because of its rock influence. You have a number called I Need a Gun. How does this piece reflect the rock and roll attitude?
Well, the recording that I'm providing Phil is, as we're doing a take of that in the studio, Mike just kind of popped off a new kind of Band of Gypsies style bass line, and I just ran back in the room and said, hit record, and so we did the bulk of the tune, and then the outro of it was, we just didn't know what we were going to get into, and that would be a good example of us flying a little bit.
We'll drop in a portion of I Need a Gun that has tempo and intensity changes. We'll be right back.
were saying earlier, Jeremy, that jazz is a second or maybe a third language, but you're increasingly fluent with it, and so the sets of Alpha Consumer have numbers like Sad Ads, mm-hmm. which really leans on jazz improvisation. What goes mm-hmm. on in this piece?
That's a good question, and that's what's fun about this group, is that I just write these tunes, and to me, there's always this push and pull with Mike Lewis, one of my best friends, but also it's been a really fun relationship in that I kind of think that I'm making jukebox 45s like Rumble or like Sleepwalk, but he just makes me figure out what's in these things and like makes me take my time to explore in real time. And yeah, I don't have that like 2-5 vocabulary that the rest of, you know, the jazz community has, but I find things, and like, it's but thanks to my friends, you know, they make me go looking.
It'll be an evening of Jazz Plus. The Chris Bates Trio, followed by Alpha Consumer, at the Black Dog in St. Paul, Saturday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. For information, it's SaturdayNightAtTheBlackDog.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.